Here's a thought I'll title, Waiting for the Light. So yesterday I had an opportunity to photograph up in something called the Snowy Range, just west of Laramie, Wyoming. Beautiful place. I've been there before, and I wanted to have an opportunity to re-photograph it. So I went up there fairly early in the day, and the conditions were about as perfect as I've ever seen for that kind of photography. The snow had come in the night before, but just a skiff, so the roads were dry, but everything was covered with a little bit of snow. And the mountain face had snow in it, and it was absolutely gorgeous. And when I got there, for about the first 3 or 4 minutes only, there was just a little tiny bit of sunlight that was coming through the clouds, illuminating the major rock face, and it was perfect. I snapped off a couple of quick shots, but I knew almost instantly that I wanted more. It maybe wasn't the best composition ever, so I decided to wait for the light to return. I waited 5 hours and had the most interesting observation during that 5 hours. I was parked on the main overlook, which was the perfect location for photographing the big face of the mountain. And because it was a major overlook, there were maybe a dozen or so people during the 5 hours that I was there, drove in, jumped out of their car, grabbed their iPhone or, in a surprising number of cases, what looked like a pretty good digital camera, held it up and took the picture, jumped back in the car and left. And because I was waiting for the light, I was conscious of the fact that they were missing something that wasn't occurring at the moment they happened to be there and jump out of the car and make the picture. And the thought occurred to me that that's the difference between being a dedicated fine art photographer, I guess, and someone who's enjoying the scene, but doesn't do so with the same kind of commitment that a dedicated fine art photographer would. I knew they'd end up with nice pictures, but it also occurred to me that having a nice camera wasn't the ultimate answer for getting the best picture. My camera was no better than many of them. As a matter of fact, I saw a lot of cameras that were Nikons and Canons, so probably full-frame cameras and ostensibly better than my Micro Four Thirds. The difference in the pictures that they got as compared to the ones I was hoping to get wouldn't be based on the camera differences, but rather based on patience. I was willing to wait for the light, which eventually came, and I eventually got the shot that I had hoped for. And it would be really interesting to compare what they got with their better camera, or at least the high-quality camera that was in their iPhone. It would be interesting to compare their images from mine. But then I had the ability to do so, because I'd captured some images that didn't include the beam of sunlight I was hoping for to illuminate the rock face. So I knew what they had. I could see it on my LCD screen. And when I got back, sure enough, those are nice pictures. But the one that I waited for is, in my humble opinion, a much better image than the ones that were under the flat light of the heavy cloud cover. That left me contemplating the difference between a really good photograph and perhaps one that's even better. The difference isn't the equipment, it's not the lens, it's the patience of the photographer. Of course, not everybody has the time. We don't always have the time we'd like to spend at a given location waiting for the light. But when we can, and when we do, the rewards can be substantial. And as I sat there for 5 hours thinking about this, it occurred to me that that's the difference between the great photographers that we all know who did such wonderful work in the landscape is the time they spent doing it, the patience they had waiting for the perfect light, the dedication they had to getting just the right image. I got lucky yesterday, and I guess I should thank my lucky stars that I had the time and the light. And interestingly enough, that break in the clouds that I was hoping for lasted about 15 minutes. And I photographed intensely for 15 minutes and ended up with maybe 100 or 150 captures of which I'll treasure the one or two or few that have that perfect light that I was so grateful eventually appeared.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.